Today we're going to learn about Zohar Daf Chaf Dalid Amir Aleph. We are holding on Daf Chaf Dalid Amir Aleph. The Gemara is going to discuss the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, who's choshish for Revia by the Para Aduma. So it says Gemara Amar Mar. So we had said previously in a brisa in the name of Rabbi Lazar that the Para Aduma that was purchased from Dama Ben Nesina Yisrael Yimshamino Samishashinolda. It must be that there was a Jew watching it and guarding it to make sure that nothing was done with it from the time that it was born, and that's why there was no chashash that it was subject to bestiality. So the Gemara asks, if we're choshish for Revia, then v'nechosh dilma ravi li'ima ki ava ma'abra. Maybe we have to be choshish while the mother was pregnant with this animal. It was subject to Revia. If you're really choshish, that's the kind of behavior of an ovid chavim. Da amar rava, v'lado nagachas aser, hi uvlada nachu. V'lad hernivaas aser, hi uvlada nirbu. Because after all, the halacha is, Rava tells us, that when an animal is the offspring of a mother who was nirva, it also is us. It also has the status of a nirva. So says the Gemara, you're right. Ema hayu Yisrael hayu mishamen osav mishashen notzer. You have to say that it's not just that Yisrael was watching it from the time that the animal was born. It was watching it from the time of conception. But don't you have to still be choshesh that maybe there were revei of the mother before conception? It's not, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Tmura, all the things that you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach, like a nirva, v'ladoseh and mutar, and their offspring are mutar, v'tani Allah, Rabbi Eliezer Oser. For Rabbi Eliezer says, even the vlad of a nirva is aser. So we're talking within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, so why weren't they choshesh that maybe the mother of this para was nirva before the conception of this para aduma? And that, according to Rabbi Lazar, should be a problem. So this issue that Rabbi Lazar and the Chum disagree about the vlados of behemos that are possible for a karban is machlokas amoraim on what exactly the cases are that they're arguing about. So the Gemara is going to explain which shita in amoraim our kasha is a kasha according to. Ha nichal rava. I understand why Rabbi Lazar is not choshish for the revia of the mother before conception, according to Rava, Dama Rava, Rav Nachman, Machlokas, Kshner, Kshen, Mukdashin, Aval Kshen, Chulun, Devrekol, Mutarin. Because Rava holds that the whole Machlokas Tanayim is only if the revia happened after the animal was ready Kadosh. But if the revia happened to the mother before the animal was Kadosh yet, then for sure it's not going to affect the child. So you understand why Rabbi Eliezer is not going to be concerned about that. Because the mother was not kadosh at all. El Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Rav Nachman, Machlokas Kshner V'Kshen Chulin, Av Kshen Mekdashin, Divrei HaKol Asurin, Michael Meimar. But according to Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Rav Nachman, Rabbi Elazar would hold that the vlad of a nirva is asur, even if the mother was only nirva, well, it was still chulin. So then we have a kasha. How could they have bought the paraduma from Dama? Granted, you know that this paraduma wasn't nirva, but maybe the mother was. Say Ema Yisrael Yimshamer Osav the Ima Mishashen. What you have to say is that someone was guarding the mother from the time that it was conceived. Says Gemara, but maybe the grandmother was subject to revia. Now we're not going to go that many generations back to be choshesh for the concern of revia. So main point number one is even that Rabbi Lazar is choshesh for revia, held that they were allowed to buy the para aduma from Dama. That they were allowed to buy the paradum from Dama only if they were guarding the mother of that para from its conception to make sure that it was not nirva. Now the Gemara is going to discuss a brisa, the fact that the brisa said that they were guarding this para aduma. So Amar Mar, Yisrael Yimshamer Sami Sha'a Shenotzra. They had a Jew watching it from the time that it was created. How do we know that this para, meaning how would they have known to guard it? They knew that it was going to conceive a para aduma. Every time a cow gets pregnant, you're choshesh that maybe, who knows, it's going to be a para aduma, and therefore you're going to know to guard it. No, they were breeding it to be a para aduma. They put a cup of red in front of it at the time that it was mating, and they assume that that was going to have an effect on the baby that's going to be born from it. Well, if it's that easy to breed a paraduma, then why is a paraduma so expensive? All you need to do is put a kos edom in front of it at the time that a zachar is mounting it. Says Mar, no. The reason it's so expensive is it's very easy to make a cow come out red. What's challenging is to make a cow come out entirely red, without even shtei saros that aren't red. So Maishna did who? Why did they do this dafka by Dama ben Asina and not with the cow of a Jew? Meaning, if they're going to breed a para aduma, why would you breed a para aduma into a non-Jew's flock? So Amrav Kana b'muchsekes. Dama ben Asina came from a family that his cows, at least their flock, was known to have given birth to lots of red cows in the past. So it's known to work within his breed of cow. So they wanted to try their chances in the place where they felt that they had the best chance, and they felt that by Dama ben Asina they had the best chance. So main point number two, they knew to guard the para from conception because they were breeding it to be a para aduma. Now, the Gemara mentioned before from the Mishnah in Para that Rabbi Elazar does not allow buying a behema from Novi Kachavim even for other kabbalas because you have to be choshesh for Revia. So the Gemara discusses that issue now. Yosef Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Akilu de Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. They were discussing this by the entranceway to the house of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Pasachad minayu va'amar. So one of them said as follows: V'cheinay Rabbi Elazar posel bechala kabbalas kulan. That Rabbi Elazar passed buying a behema from Novi for any carbon. Pasach idach minayu v'yamar. So the other guy said, Mayu sivul lechavroi l'Rabbi Elazar. What did the colleagues of Rabbi Elazar ask on Rabbi Elazar? It says in the pasuk, Kol tzon kedar yikpitzulach, and that the tzon of the Yishmaelim ultimately is going to be brought as karbanos on the mizbeach. So you see that they were allowed to be makabel karbanos from Yishmaelim, and we're not choshish for Revia. That's what they asked on Rabbi Eliezer. And Omar lehen Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "No, kulam gerim grum eim las lavo. All the umos olam are going to decide to join the Jewish people las lavo. So even though you're not going to be mekabel them as gerim, but since they're going to try to prove that they deserve to be gerim, they're going to stay away from the isur of revia." Amr of Yosef Maikra, how do we find in the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar is correct, that Las Lavo, everyone's going to try to be Megayer on their own? Because the pasuk says in Sefer Tzefanya, Ki oz epoch el amim safa verura. So you see that all the nations are going to call out B'Shem Hashem, because the pasuk continues, Likro kulam B'Shem Hashem la'avdosh kamechad. So I ask Gemara Amle Abaye, V'dilma me'avod skavmu da'adabu. Maybe they're only doing tshuva Las Lavo from Avodah Zarah, because it says that they're all going to be Korei B'Shem Hashem, that they're going to recognize by Hashem, they're not going to worship other gods. But where do we find that the goyim have to be careful from all these suri Torah, that they're going to be careful from other suri Torah, and that you no longer have to suspect them of revia? So I'm the Rav Yosef la'avdosh chemechot k'siv. The end of the pasuk says la'avdosh chemechot. Sounds like there's no difference there's not going to be a difference between the way the umos ha'ol behave and the way the Jews behave. They're all going to serve Hashem in a similar way by fulfilling all of the mitzvos. So the goyim aren't going to commit revia either. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Elazar, it's going to be mutter to buy behemos for a karban from them. Rav Papa Masniachi, Rav Papa taught this the way it was brought in the Gemara, that previously that Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha sat together, and one of them said the din of Rabbi Elazar, and the other one said the kasha that Rabbi Elazar's chaver masked on him, and Rabbi Yosef quoted the makor from the pasuk exactly the way we just recorded the conversation. But Rav Zvid Masniachi, Rav Zvid taught the conversation a little bit differently, that Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha were standing by the entranceway of the house of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's house. V'travayu Amri, and both of them were saying, V'cheinoy Rabbi Elazar posel b'kol ha'korbanos, that Rabbi Elazar posel buying any korban from an ovicham. V'travayu Amri, and they were both saying, U'mayu sivu lechavrei l'Rabbi Elazar, what kasha did the others ask on Rabbi Elazar that kol to tzon keder yikbetzulach. Pasuk says kol tzon keder yikbetzulach. That you see, lasu lavo, the Yishmaelim are going to bring karbanos. Amar Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar said back, kulam gerim grumim lasu lavo, that they're all going to behave like Jews lasu lavo, and they're not going to commit revia. Umaykra, and how do we know that's true? Because the pasuk says ki ozeh pochalam safavru lekul kulam b'shem Hashem. Maskif l'Rav Yosef, and it was Rav Yosef that asks. Maybe they're only going to not do Avodah Zarah anymore, but maybe they'll still do other Averos. Amar Abayi, Lavdu Shechem Echad Ksiv. No, it says Lavdu Shechem Echad, that of the Chavim are going to be Shomer Kol HaMitzvos, like a Jew observes all mitzvos. So Meisvei, so the Bnei Yeshiva asked that according to Rabbi Lazar, that you're not allowed to bring behemos. That you're not allowed to bring behemoths that belong to an Ovid Chavim because you have to be Choshesh. The Ovid Chavim was Roveya, the animal. How could Moshe Rabbeinu say to Paro, Vayomer Moshe, Gam Ato, Titein Biyadenu, Zvachim Va'olos, that you should give us animals that we're going to bring us Karbanos? Moshe should have been concerned that Paro was Roveya, these animals, or that Egyptians were Roveya, these animals. So says Gemara, Kod Matan Torah Shaini. I was before Matan Torah, so it's a different story. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Lazar from a different Pasuk, Tashma, I'll bring another raya against Rabbi Lazar. The pasuk says when Yisroel comes to the Machane Yisrael after they left Mitzrayim, Vayikach Yisroel Chosin Moshe Ola Uzvachim Lelukim. So Yisroel was a guy. How could Moshe not be concerned that the korbanos that he brought were nirva? So you see that we're not choshish for revia. So says Mar Yisroel Nami Kodem Matan Torah Hava. The story with Yisroel was also before Matan Torah, and even the behemoths that were nirva were mutter for akrava, and therefore Moshe was able to collect to accept these korbanos from Yisro. Now it happens to be there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Zvachim. Actually, let's make a main point over here. Let's finish up the discussion. So says the Gemara, Hani Chalamani Yamar Yisro Kodem Matan Torah. That works if you assume that that's true, that Yisro is Kodem Matan Torah. Elamandi Yamar Yisro the Acher Matan Torah. But if you assume that Yisro came after Matan Torah, Ma'ika Lameimar, how are you going to explain why Moshe was able to accept the Karbanos from Yisro? According to Belaz, you have to be Choshish for Revia. El Yisro Mi Yisrael Zavan. Yisro bought the behemos from a Jew and right away brought them as a carbon, so there was no time for him to be Roveya. So again, we're still working on, and this is going to continue into the next stuff as well, we're still working on the Rabbi Eliezer's the fact that Rabbi Lazar holds that it's aser to be mekabel behemos from an Ovid Chavim because of Chashash Roveya, and we're going to have six proofs. We didn't go through all of them yet, but we're going to have six proofs from Sukkim against Rabbi Lazar, where it seems that animals from Ovdei Chavim were accepted as korbanos. I guess another just quick main point is that there's a machlokas out. there's a machlokas at what point Yisro joined the Jewish people. Was it before Matan Torah or was it after Matan Torah? But Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll continue with more proofs against the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer.